Forecasting process. Here are the steps in the forecasting process. Determine the purpose of the forecast. For example, to determine manufacturing or purchasing targets, capacity, or service staffing. Determine the level of aggregation and what will be forecasted. Specify units of measure and total sales, product family, product, or stock keeping unit, SKU. Determine the time horizon. Specify a short, medium, or long-term forecast and the planning bucket, for example, by week, month. Visualize the data. Map any available historical data on a graph to see if they have obvious trends or seasonality. This will help when selecting the forecasting method. Choose the forecasting method or model. You can choose qualitative or quantitative methods or both. For quantitative methods, decide if a time series forecast or an associative forecast would work better, and choose a subtype. If historical data are available and the trend appears to be relatively steady, a time series forecast is a good choice. If no data are available or the trend changes frequently, it may be best to develop an associative forecast based on elements that appear to be driving the changes in the trend. Prepare the data. Gather data to be used as forecast inputs. If the visualization showed strong seasonality, remove this temporarily using deseasonalization. Test the forecast using historical data. If historical data are available, prepare a forecast for a few periods back from the present and compare the forecast results to the actual historical results. Forecast using multiple methods to find the most accurate one. Forecast. After making any necessary adjustments, use the model. If seasonality was removed from the data, add it back in. Any qualitative adjustments would be made at this point. Perform sales and operations planning. The result is that demand side, supply side, and financial professionals arrive at a single demand forecast that everyone agrees to use. This is called a one-number system, one forecast. Periodically review and improve models for accuracy. Monitor and control error levels and continually improve models.